Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric. Remember, if we use your Hey, I Was Wondering, you can text them in to 60123. Violetta grabs them, puts them in the Hey, I Was Wondering bag. We pull one out each day and make you a winner. Any questions? And what do you say, Violetta? No question is too dumb.
Yeah, there's no dumb questions.
Oh, there's dumb ones.
Totally.
This is not one of them, though.
Okay.
You ready?
What do I say?
From Gina. After you open a bottle of wine, how many days do you have before it goes bad?
Oh.
What a valuable, useful piece of information we could potentially have on our hands here in just a second. I feel like I leave mine in the fridge for a while, and then I'm never sure if it's okay to drink after like a week. Wondering what you guys do or if you know if there's a protocol. Thank you, Gina. All right, you pop open your nice Cabernet, your nice Pinot Noir, your nice white Zin.
Yeah, or twist off, whatever.
Pop that thing open, and you just have it in a glass because you don't have one of those Cordovans. Have you seen those? Those are great.
What's a Cordovan?
The thing that, the new contraption, it's not that new, but you put it on the wine bottle, and you can just pour bottles by the glass.
Okay. And so it measures it for you.
You just pour it, and then it seals the cork up.
It knows how much to pour.
You can pour as much as you want.
Okay.
But if you're, you open a bottle, and you're only going to have like a glass or maybe two, but you've got a nice bottle, and once it's open, now I got to drink it.
Sure.
With the Cordovan, you pour your glass and pop it out, and then the cork will seal right back up.
Oh. You think it's also like aerating it? Like I have this thing where you put it on the top of the bottle, and then it goes like... when you pour the glass. It
sounded like Silence of the Lambs.
Very Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
I don't know if it does that, no, but I know the thing you're talking about, and that's cool, too.
You do that with a nice Chianti, though.
Exactly.
Chianti.
Does anybody know how long, once the bottle is open, for people that drink wine for a living, maybe that's you, how long generally do you feel okay going back to the fridge and pouring yourself another glass before you drink it and go, all right, this is pure vinegar?
Yeah, my parents used to have a restaurant, and I used to always think, I'm like, who knows how long that bottle of wine has been open?
Oh, really? Glad I didn't order a glass of wine at your family restaurant.
These are now the secrets you can tell that they no longer have.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and I would just sit there, and then at home, I'd be like, I don't know, the restaurant probably had a bottle open longer than this, so this one's probably fine.
Does any 530 Club member know, or just have, maybe you don't know, but you have a general rule of thumb that you apply in your life? 312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. Help a fellow 530 Club member, Gina. Help us. This is actually a valuable 530 Club question. Hey, I was wondering to know. What kind of red you like, Violetta? You like a French red there? You like an Italian red? You like a nice Northern California red?
I like the really, really red ones, like the deep Merlot.
Do you like a
but I don't know from
a French,
where.
French
I
red?
Think, like I a, think I like a California.
An Italian.
Italian wines are too vinegary sometimes.
All right, let's go good old-fashioned American. Up there in Napa. All right, hi, Summer.
Hi.
Hi, are you a big wine drinker?
Yeah, I spent a month in Italy. It was fantastic.
Well, let's go back to the Italian music then. All right, if you were opening a nice Italian red and you were just going to have a glass and you were going to throw it back in the fridge, Gina would like to know, how long is that bottle going to be good?
Two things. If you have one of those little devices to take the air out, like the little handheld pumps, you can usually get about a week.
Okay.
But if you don't take the air out, I would say 2 days max.
That's
two days
it?
Max.
2 days. Yeah. You became a nice Jewish girl. That sounds about right. About 2 days, right? But if you're not drinking that wine in 2 days, you call yourself a wine drinker. You got to finish that up within 2 days, right, Summer?
Yeah, I would say normally if you're opening up a bottle, chances are you should probably be finishing it off the same day.
That's
hour.
That's what I'm talking about. before the evening's open, finishing it off and opening a second one.
It's a sin not to finish.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you, Summer. You're a big help. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Jim.
Eric, how you doing?
Great. Do you agree with what you've just heard from Summer?
It's a little long. I mean, that Gina, she needs to be beat on general principle.
Oh, boy. Well, that's aggressive.
You're going to open a bottle of wine and wait a week?
Figuratively.
Come on.
Right.
Come on. I mean, a day. Maybe a day.
So let's say on a Saturday, on a Saturday evening, you open a nice Napa red and you get two-thirds of the way through, Jim. You put it back in the fridge. You get up early Sunday morning and pour yourself the rest of it, right?
Well, you're talking about the third bottle I only drank.
That's
two
right.
Away, right?
That's right. Okay.
Okay.
Right. I was just checking, but yeah, Sunday morning you cook something with it or just drink it. I mean, what
there
the hell?
There you go.
Right before golf, make some pasta, have a little wine, go golf.
That's,
right?
Now that's a nice Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Then throw it back in a recycled bin on top of all the other bottles. That's the way it's meant to be done. Yeah, I would say I don't know that I would go much more than a day.
I had a bottle. I just finished off a bottle of white wine last night, but it was a screw top, so I don't know if that changes the equation.
Hmm.
And I started it. What day is it today?
You can seal the screw top up a little bit better than trying to jam the old cork back.
That's
in there,
true.
Which sounds like it's slang for something, but not.
I mean, I think it was like the fourth day because I had like a glass each day.
I believe that's what the French do, don't they? They
jam
the old, jam cork,
the old
in there.
Cork in there. You know whether it fits or not, they're doing it.
Be careful if you're around a guy named Pierre. 312-233-1019. Eva Mendez says she took a step back from social media after her daughter said she was on her phone too much. There's some bad Hollywood parenting. Parents spend only 24 more minutes a day on their phone than with their kids.
Okay.
That makes sense? 24 minutes more a day with their kids than their phone.
Yeah.
There we go.
Right.
There you go. So what exactly are you doing on your phone? Oh, look, it ties in with the conversation, Mike.
Actually, speaking of DraftKings, it is DraftKings.
Uh-huh. Spending all your time gambling on your phone.
Hey, whether it's football, basketball, or even darts, I'm in.
Do you win?
I'm doing okay. You know, I am a little bit more conservative in terms of how much I'm betting, but you know what? It is still fun.
Let me tell you something, Mike. I'm on there, too, and I'm pretty conservative in my betting. I'm a Bet Rivers guy. You should switch over, by the way. And I am getting my ass kicked. I am getting my ass kicked.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't bet worth a damn. I really can't. I got to start figuring. I got to have somebody do it for me.
It's an inexact science.
Hi, Nick. What do you spend all your time on your phone doing?
A deal tracker. It's a website that looks around the internet looking for good deals.
I think I've heard of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Deal tracker. And do you ever take advantage of those deals?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, probably more often than I should.
There you go. All right. And number three, spending all your time on your phone, Sarah, what?
Looking at houses on Redfin.
Redfin.
I love doing that, even if I'm not in the market for
just
one.
Just browsing real estate, huh? Do you browse locally, or do you go to, like, Los Angeles to see how the stars live?
No, we just look in Chicago.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And number two, all your time on your phone is spent doing what, Emily?
I spend all my time on TikTok.
TikTok.
Mm-hmm. You do the dances?
I do everything.
Oh, okay,
well,
cool.
What's your favorite theme of TikTok videos?
I'm in like the Disney drama right now with like Sabrina Carpenter and all that.
Oh yeah, Sabrina Carpenter.
The guys don't know anything that you're talking about.
No, she was
awesome.
I know she was on a Disney Channel show. I just can't remember which one.
Terrific.
I know what she looks like.
How old are you, Emily?
I'm 26.
Yeah, you're 20. You know, TikTok is really starting to span the generations because I'm on there occasionally, and I have an uncle who's like 70 who's on there all the time.
Really?
Loves the TikTok.
You guys should do a dance together.
No,
yeah, that's cute.
Let's not do that. And finally, in at number one, what the hell is going on with Charlene on her phone?
Wikipedia serial killers.
There it is.
What?
It's a quiet afternoon on Wikipedia checking out serial killers.
Oh. How to avoid them?
I watch a lot of true crime shows, and
you
and
me.
I have to look them all up.
I have to admit, Charlene, I do watch a lot of serial killer stuff. Who's your most interesting favorite serial killer?
Ed Kemper is pretty crazy.
What's his name?
Ed Kemper.
Oh yeah, he is he the which guy is he?
I missed
he's the,
him.
He's, I think he's the most prolific serial killer in the U.S. for a very long time, wasn't he?
He was around for a while. He's also really, really smart.
Yeah. Was he in Wisconsin? Yeah. Was that in Wisconsin?
I don't remember.
I'm trying to remember.
Have you guys ever heard of Richard Kuklinski?
No. Did I go to high school with him?
No, he was just an incredibly scary serial killer who made an impact on me when I saw an interview with him one time, and I'll never forget him. He's a frightening son of a you-know-what.
You should look him up,
yeah, Richard Kuklinski.
I will.
Yeah, I'm actually watching a Night Stalker documentary right now.
Oh he's really scary. Richard Ramirez.
Yeah, just a little light Night Stalker before you go to bed.
How do you sleep when you watch that guy's story?
Like a baby.
You gotta lock those windows.
I just saw a documentary on Teflon Don, like a mobster documentary.
That's a mob thing. It's not a serial killer.
Well, he killed a lot of people.
Why?
Sorry. It's just Teflon Don's on the tip of my head.
If we were doing a mafia thing, then you'd...
Yeah, murder's
you
murder.
You had your moment a second ago with the whole TikTok dancing thing.
I'm... Okay.
Any luck there, Whip, on the serial killer du jour off of this morning's Eric in the Morning List?
Yeah, Ed Kemper, interesting guy, was 6'9" tall.
That's right.
Had an IQ of 145 and was apparently active in Burbank, California.
Ah, I got that wrong. I thought he was the Wisconsin guy.
I think he's alive now because I don't see a
is
date
he?
Of death, but he is serving 8 concurrent life sentences at the moment.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Okay. Well, concurrent, at least that's better than consecutive, but life is life.
We hope so.
There you go.
Yeah.
In particular, why are you watching Teflon Don John Gotti documentaries?
Oh, I love mobster documentaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just, it was on The Reels channel last night.
Oh, there you go.
And I recorded all of them. There's like more coming up. Who was the guy that gave him up? There was a rat.
Sammy the Bull Gravano.
Exactly, the Bull. That's the next one that I'm probably going to watch.
Did you know that John Gotti became the head of the Gambino family after he put out the hit on Paul Castellano, he and Sammy the Bull Gravano? And do you know where Paul got hit? Outside of Sparks Steakhouse
in
Manhattan.
Oh, right.
Look at that.
Good. You know a lot about these
guys. Told you. I watch all the mobster. I got all of it down.
I love it. Yeah. And I think Goodfellas was based a lot on... John Gotti, right?
Well, Henry Hill was a real guy.
Yeah.
So
who was a real mobster who became an informant.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and they all are based on different people who were real. But you know what? You ever have that feeling where you hear those mobster names and then you knew somebody with that same last name when you were a kid and you're like,
you knew a guy named The Bull?
No, Sammy the Bull. But the last names, I knew some people with those same last names and I'm kind of like, I wonder.
There you go. You know what? I was thinking about going back and rewatching. Somebody had suggested doing it, rewatching all of The Sopranos.
Yes.
Like watching them a second time through now.
Yeah.
Would have a whole different feel. And I was talking to my buddy, my real other buddy, Swanee. Mm. I have another Swanee who said, no, you know what? You need to go back and watch. And I never thought about it. And it makes all the sense in the world. And he says it's awesome.
Mm.
Entourage.
Entourage. Okay.
He's like, I've started to go back and watch Entourage. He's like, do you know they have 98 episodes?
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And he's like, by the end, all the episodes were like 19 minutes long.
Okay.
He's like, you can crank through these things.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Because that's part of my problem. I don't like to sit for, you know, a full hour trying to watch multiple seasons.
Yeah. That makes sense. And some of the Sopranos episodes, you know, I remember people would complain because they're like, nothing happened. You know, so it wasn't always as action-packed. It was a lot more of a thought thing sometimes.
Did you ever watch Entourage when it was out, Violetta?
Yeah, I did.
That would be right up your alley.
I love seeing all the like celebrity cameos. Like
that's
those
another
are...
one he brought up. You forget how many cameos were in
there. There were so many people in there.
All right, we do this every morning at 7 a.m. Find out what's trending on Twitter on The Mix. Then we get an update on it at 9:30. Mm-hmm. So this is our first peek in to the social media world and the angriest social media platform out there, Twitter. Are you ready, Violetta?
Yes.
All right, at number 3.
There's a new show coming to Netflix, Ginny in Georgia. Looks like it's going to be a Gilmore Girls meets a crime twist. So you can watch the mother-daughter duo starting on February 24th.
Okay, what's it called again?
It's called Ginny in Georgia.
Ginny in Georgia.
Yeah, like Ginny's one person and Georgia's another.
I gotcha.
Mm.
Trending on Twitter, number 2.
Flaming Lips trending after...
Oh, God, here comes Big Karwowski again.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're another one of his bands.
Yeah, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're a good band.
I never heard of them. They're trending right now after finding a creative way to put live shows on during the pandemic. They performed 2 concerts over the weekend where they and the audience were in protective space bubbles. Everyone is rocking out in their own space.
Rock it out.
Yeah. And the bubbles can hold up to 3 people, so you can go with a group or you can go by yourself, and everybody was just
dancing.
Or
you could just not go. Did you hear that, Big Karwowski? The Lips. The Flaming Lips she's talking about.
I'll play the part of Big Karwowski. Yeah, known for their 1993 hit, She Don't Use Jelly. You may remember.
You could stop, too.
Okay.
And trending on Twitter, number 1.
And this is so 2020 and 2021. Right now, the statement, anxiety makes me trending. The most popular finishing that sentence at the moment is, anxiety makes me sleep with the TV on to drown out my thoughts.
Oh, man. Everybody's anxiety is at a high, high level.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait for summer. I'm shocked. Mitch wasn't trending?
Trubisky?
Yeah, did you hear?
No. Is he?
Even I saw it yesterday.
What happened?
He got engaged.
What?
Yeah, Mitch
he had
got
a girlfriend?
Yes, Hillary.
Oh, my God.
And you call yourself an Instagram person.
Oh,
well, even I knew that, and I'm a dummy.
What?
Yeah, Mitch got engaged. He's not free anymore. Everybody's getting engaged.
All right.
I read a story yesterday from people around the NFL. Multiple big names predicting that Mitch will end up back on the Bears. Multiple.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think that happens if they don't have a better option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he doesn't either.
Right.
Right. Neither of them really have a better option.
Yeah, right.
You and me.
Mitchapalooza, let's do it. Whip, you haven't eaten all day.
Yeah.
What's your favorite pizza?
Oh, we could go with Home Run Inn.
All right, you got a Home Run Inn pizza. You haven't eaten all day. And I set it in front of you, and I say, it's going to cost you $60, though.
Mm-hmm. No, I would pay the $60.
All right. Yeah. Way overpaid. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who? Hi, Katie.
Hi. I paid $130 for an oil change, and I was 16. This was, like, over 15 years ago.
So you were 16. Oh, look at all these calls coming in. You were 16 and you got roped into it, the $130 oil change?
I did. They just kept on telling me that I needed this and this and this. And
air filters.
Yeah. Yeah. That we can put the special air in your tires, but that's going to be extra.
Yeah.
We'll rotate them.
Right.
I think that they can kind of sniff out when somebody's new.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I've been through that too.
They see an easy target.
Yeah.
This ain't Jiffy Lube. All right. Way overpaid, Gary.
We were in Dublin, Ireland. It was 4:00 in the morning. We had no idea we were where we were at. We gave a cab driver $400 to take us to our hotel. He literally went up to the corner, turned right, and dropped us off. We went about 130 feet.
No.
Oh, man.
And you gave it to him?
Hey, a deal's a deal.
What are you going to do?
We didn't know where we were.
Yeah, if you're the cab driver, you get advance payment on that one.
Right.
For sure.
That's horrible.
I was once, a couple years ago, out in Lake Geneva with my buddies, you know, up there.
Yeah, up there.
And things got a little late. And so we called an Uber. You can't get an Uber in Lake Geneva at like 2:30 in the morning. Can't be done.
Really?
Cannot be done.
Okay.
And so we finally got somebody to do it. They drove out from Milwaukee.
Oh, my
God.
At 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
To pick us up. You don't want to know how much that Uber
cost. I kind of do.
I don't even remember. It was too brutal. Hey, Ron, you way overpaid for something.
Yeah, well, out in Vegas, getting back to the hotel at 7 a.m.
Oh, God.
And wife and I order steak and eggs, filet and eggs for breakfast.
Got to.
Fall asleep, wake up, ask them to send it back up, not realizing we ordered it again. So paid $140 for our breakfast.
Oh, wow. Man, but it was delicious.
Yeah. Twice.
Breakfast, Vegas style. There's a 7-Eleven listed on Airbnb. You can stay there for just $11. It's in Dallas, though. Never spent the night in a 7-Eleven. Don't plan to. Where did you have to spend the night, you know, that one time? 312-233-1019. It's 7:46 now on the mix. You know, we'd asked about school. Look at this. Nick, you once spent the night at school.
100%. Actually, a few nights at school. A head football coach, right? Doing film exchange in the morning.
Gotcha.
And you finish doing the cut-ups around 2 a.m. and the exchange is at 6 a.m. So what are you going to do for 4 hours? So you just take a nap in the school and wake up and take care of business in the morning.
Now, did you have an old beat-up leather couch in the coach's office in the locker room and everything smelled like dirty underpants?
I definitely was in the locker room. Yep. 100% is where I ended up sleeping. I didn't have a couch, though.
Oh, no.
We just kind of snuggled up on some dirty old towels and
there we
like
go.
That.
Sounds like heaven. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Oddly enough, I just got a happy birthday text from my high school basketball coach.
Oh, really?
Nice. And I remember their office in the stinky locker room. They had the old beat-up leather couch in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least they have a shower, too.
Yeah, that's true. They can shower. Thank you for that. Spent the night where, Katie?
I spent the night in my friend's barn.
Barn?
Yeah, in the barn.
Yes, with horses. Her horse was pregnant, and the vet said that the baby was due any day.
Right.
So we took turns spending the night in the barn until the baby came.
Uh-huh. That had to be pleasant.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. We set up a stall, and the barn's heated, so it was nice. It was in the middle of winter last year.
Right, it's something, you know, like a fresh out of Yellowstone. Spent the night where, Steve?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, yeah, Rockford College, I used to spend my nights late in the theater, and then I'd have class in a theater room. So I would just have one of my buddies wake me up. I'd sleep in, like, one of the prop beds and stuff like that.
The prop beds!
Mm-hmm. That sounds actually comfortable.
Yeah,
prop
it does.
Bed on stage, out like a light. Spent the night where, Lynn?
I spent a night in a nursing home.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. Right. We went to Lake Geneva, 4th of July weekend.
They have
weekend.
The best nursing homes up there. I mean, yeah. If you're going up there and you're looking to tour nursing homes, that's the place to go.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, there's no, we didn't have a reservation.
They don't take them.
Yeah. No. Well, we were young and dumb and we just winged it. And the guy at the bar said, try the nursing home. And that's where we ended up.
You were looking for somewhere to stay. So you wandered into a nursing home?
Well, the guy at the bar said, go check out the nursing home. They might have some extra rooms that you can spend. They'll let you stay there.
Wow.
They'll let you stay there.
Who knew?
And they'll give you Jell-O.
Wow.
The guy at the bar knew.
Hey, Walter.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Spent the night where?
So I actually spent the night at the hospital morgue. We were getting ready to close the hospital and got a bad winter storm. And as emptying the basement, realized we couldn't get out. Just grabbed some linen from the linen cart and made myself comfy right on the table.
Again, sounds like heaven.
Mm-hmm. Were there dead bodies there?
There tend to be in
morgues. I think they had removed all those. It still had a creepy feel to it, but it was quite relaxing at the end.
There you go.
You didn't go in one of the drawers.
You went to the morgue without the bodies. And finally, Jim, you spent the night where?
In a sewer.
Where? No way.
And where was the sewer?
That was in Somalia when I was
stationed
with the Marine Corps.
Sewer.
Okay.
That sounds like an episode of Dateline where the Navy SEALs are going to have to come in and get you.
It was pretty close. My unit got separated from our armored division, and three of us spent the night in a sewer hiding from the Somalians.
So you were actually hiding in the sewer?
Yes.
Yeah, Somalia's not a place you just go hang out to have a good time.
How long were you down there?
Just overnight, so it wasn't too bad.
Did you get a good night's rest?
It's not too
bad. Yeah, did you actually sleep?
Well, we took turns watching each other, you know, standing guard, but...
Right. Got each other's back.
A little damp.
It wasn't too bad. I mean, I've stayed at a Red Roof Inn. It's about the same.
Imagine the stuff that he hears the rest of us non-military people complaining about on a daily basis.
You're like, this blanket is itchy.
Right, I mean, it's just laughable.
Is this couch a little lumpy? Hey, you shut up. I slept in a sewer in Somalia.
Seriously.
Hoping not to get killed by Somalian pirates who had just come from their boat on land.
And then says it wasn't too bad.
It wasn't bad.
I am the captain now.
I've slept in worse.
Yeah.
It was easy one. It was easy.
I think so.
I think so, too.
A study says 65% of people admit they have more photos of what on their phone than their significant other.
Okay.
More photos of so easy, Gene.
Their dog.
That's exactly right.
Well, I would have had it wrong.
Me too.
You had kids, didn't you?
No.
What'd you have?
Self.
Yeah, yourself. More pictures of yourself.
I guarantee Violetta has that.
That's what I was thinking.
More pictures of their dog. Gene, you got a dog?
I do, and she's 3 months old, and I have more pictures.
Oh, no doubt about it. What kind of dog?
Yeah.
Cabochon.
Oh, I don't know those.
Yeah, what does it look like?
Sounds fancy,
big,
though.
Big, small?
Real small.
Real small.
Cute.
What's your name?
My name? Oh, Callie.
The
her
dog?
Name is Callie.
Oh.
Her name is Callie.
Callie. Got it.
Callie. Do you have a little accent?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from here.
Yeah. Okay. Chicago.
That's a Chicago accent.
I think everybody has an accent.
Callie. She said Callie.
Callie in Chicago. 65% of people admit to taking and having more photos of their dog than their significant other. Of course, why not? It's man's best friend, right? And then that reminded me, Violetta had handed me something that's going on Reddit, where they talk to vets who, you know, see it all.
Yeah.
Right.
And asked vets what was the worst pet name they've encountered on the job.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody brought their chihuahua named Sexy in.
Ooh.
Who would name their chihuahua Sexy? Sexy the chihuahua.
Weird.
Is this you that wrote, my first pet was a fish?
No.
Are these all from
Reddit? No, those are all from Reddit.
My first pet was a fish that I named Clock because I happened to be looking at the clock when my mom asked me what to name him and I was four.
Does that sound like a story I tell you?
That does sound like you.
We have a fish named Sidewalk for the same reason.
Sidewalk?
Really?
No joke. Yeah, outside the place we got the fish, my son Alex was like, let's name him Sidewalk because we were like standing on the sidewalk. Swear to God.
Perfect.
That
yeah. works.
Hilarious.
My neighbor thought it'd be a good idea to let their three-year-old name the dog, which is now named Dump Truck.
I bet a dog loves the name Dump Truck.
Yeah, Dump Truck the
That's
dog.
Right, I'm Dump Truck. Don't mess with me.
312-233-1019. What is your somewhat questionable and or unfortunate pet name?
Oh, yeah.
Right now. Your pet. You know, like Big Karwowski, we always joke, you know, his dog's named Mike.
That's so
Mike
Big
the dog,
Karwowski.
Which is
yeah.
great.
I like when they do that.
I was growing up, my dog was named Chuck.
Really?
Yeah, I named
Good
it Chuck.
Chuck.
Chuck the dog. Sexy the Chihuahua, Clock the fish, Dump Truck the dog, and what? 312-233-1019. 65% of people have more pictures of their dog than their significant other on their phone.
Huh.
Does that mean they love their dog more or the dog's just more photogenic?
Probably the dog just is prettier, yeah.
A little bit of both?
Yeah, both.
When asked, Reddit asked vets what's the worst pet name they've encountered on the job. And, you know, it'd be cool to talk to a vet. I bet you they've encountered a lot of these.
Oh, yeah.
Chihuahua, named Sexy, came in at number one. You also had the fish named Clock and the guy who let his three-year-old name the dog, and it's now named Dump Truck. 312-233-1019. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Your dog's name?
Hot Dog Elmo.
That's the full name.
That's my dog's full name.
Hot Dog Elmo. That's hard to call out the back door when you want him to come in, isn't it?
That's what happens when you leave the decision up to a three-year-old.
See, that seems to be the continuing theme. Hot Dog Elmo. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Is it a dog?
No, it's a cat.
Named?
Hershey Bar.
Hershey Bar. Mm. How'd that come about?
Well, my husband has a history of naming all his cats after candy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Snickers, yeah. He had Jelly Bean, we had yep. Chuckles, All Stars and stuff like that. So right. When we got this cat, I like chocolate, so we named him Hershey Bar.
How can that not make you smile?
Twix is up next.
Melts your heart.
Gotta get two, though. Couple of cats there, Gene.
We have Meeps and Bobcat, and they're both girls.
Meeps and Bobcat. Those are actually pretty good cat names.
Yeah.
Penelope, couple of dogs.
Two Norwegian Elkhounds. Timber and Matches.
Timber and Matches.
Oh.
The two sort of go together, I guess.
Yeah, right? They're always causing trouble.
The animal's name is what, Chad?
It's a guinea pig, and it's named Milkshake because we drove by Culver's after we bought it.
Aw.
Good reason.
Go. First thing that pops to mind. It's not only a great name for a dog, it's what Violetta calls her boyfriend. Hey, Rob.
Why?
Hey, my cat's name was Sweet Daddy because
Daddy.
He impregnated all the other females in the alley.
Yeah. He was the resident tomcat, working his way around the neighborhood.
Wow.
He was like a cat gigolo.
You're disturbing.
Sweet Daddy. I like that. Hi there, Janine.
Hey, good morning. We had an Irish setter named Himself.
Himself. That was
himself.
The name.
So my father named him. We were an Irish family, and Irish setter, Irish dog. And so Himself means head of the household, and he basically bossed everyone around. He ruled the roost.
There you go. A dog named Himself. I named him after himself. I like it. Sweet Daddy.
Okay, stop it.
I know that hit a little too close to home. I know. It's the mix. This is great. I mean, for us. Not so much for you. Phone line's full of wild animal attacks.
Whoa.
You know, I was just getting ready for Tidbit Wednesday. Swanee handed me a couple of stories, and I'm like, wait a minute, I see a theme here. Coyote bites man during outdoor CrossFit workout. New Zealand man knocked down a mountain by a goat.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know. You're walking around, minding your own business, working out, walking on a mountain. Wild animals attack. 312-233-1019. I had a feeling we would start with this wild animal attack, Lori.
Yes, a raccoon.
Okay.
Ironically, I was living in the city of Chicago, 3 Flat by Wrigley Field. I'm doing my laundry.
Uh-huh.
So I have my laundry basket, and I'm going up the stairs back to my apartment. There's a raccoon looks at me. I look at it, gets on its hind legs, starts hissing
oh,
at
God.
Me. And I start screaming. And my neighbors in the second flat come running out with a broom.
Aha!
and I scream the other direction so I can get away so it wouldn't attack me.
Did it attack you? Did it get out a side door?
It actually, with the broom, when I moved out of its pathway,
right.
it just scurried down the stairs. I dropped my laundry and basket and just got out of there.
I'm telling you, raccoons in the city, I've lived both city and suburbs. Yeah. Raccoons in the city are as big as ponies.
Right. They've got to compete with the rats.
They are so well fed. Although I've often wondered if the rats and the raccoons, with the pandemic and the shutdown of all the restaurants, if they're getting as much scrap food to be as big as ponies still.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Probably
remember
not.
When I lived in the city, I had that raccoon living on my roof.
Yeah.
That seriously was like a German shepherd.
Right.
And I had to call the exterminator. He came out and the raccoon looked at him through the screen door, walked right up. He's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Even the exterminator's like, whoa.
How'd he get up there?
That thing is enormous. We're going to have to get a dart gun for that one.
So not to be too gross, but I do remember when the pandemic first started and everything was shut, all the restaurants were first closed. There was a news story about how more rats were going into people's houses to find food in there
right.
for this exact reason, not as much scrap on the streets.
Stephanie, when wild animals attack.
Yeah, when I was younger, I'd let my dog out to, get some air, go to the bathroom, and...
I like to do that, too.
I know,
occasionally
right?
get let out to get some air and go to the bathroom. Anyway,
but
go ahead.
It being a shepherd, decided to go after the chipmunks in the yard and had caught this baby chipmunk.
Okay.
Well, the baby chipmunks, their innate thing is to play dead. It played dead. My dog decided to gift me the chipmunk. Well, the chipmunk dropped down to the ground, jumped up, and hit me in between the thumb and the pointer finger.
Right. It was aiming for your jugular.
Right.
It was going to come up and take you right by the neck. Yeah, those chipmunks, they have attitudes.
Yeah, ready to fight.
We were telling the story of the coyote attack out in California. Is something similar, Karen? Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
No, not quite so similar, but I was out for a walk this past summer. We have a lot of coyotes in our neighborhood, and one that was quite large came trotting down the street, and I was walking in the opposite direction, so I wanted to stay clear and turn down another street. Of course, I was looking behind me a couple times, and all of a sudden I got hit in the back of the head, and I'm like, what the heck? A bird was attacking me.
Oh my God.
Get away from the coyote.
It's like Wild Kingdom in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Coyotes have no fear. Birds attacking. And don't even get me... Oh, what happened to the pack of pigs, lady?
A pack of pigs?
I was going to finish with the pack of pigs.
Wow.
Oh, I was building to the pack of pigs.
That sounds like something.
Let's just make up a story about a pack of pigs.
I had a feeling that was going to happen.
So I was walking down Michigan Avenue one time. I made a right on Ontario. Out of this alley comes a pack of pigs. I couldn't believe it. I fell. One of them bit me.
Pack of pigs, lady.
There are a bunch of pigs in bars.
She's got to call back. Yeah. I have to hear that.
Right.
312-233-1019. When you got a story like pack of pigs, you got to hang in there. Timmy Wednesday.
Yay.
Right here on the mix. Got just a pile of tidbits to get to, stories that we haven't until now. Why not start with her? She's going to star and executive produce a new NBC comedy called Hungry. She's funny? Is Demi Lovato funny?
Yeah, I guess.
The actress and singer set to star in Hungry, an NBC single-camera comedy that will be written by Hot in Cleveland creator Suzanne Martin. People Magazine has confirmed the project will center around friends who belong to a food issues group as they help each other as they look for love and success while they're in their food issues group.
It's all like an AA for food.
I guess so. Yeah. Hi. We know. Lady Gaga says she feels like a princess with boyfriend Michael Polanski, but no engagement just yet.
Shouldn't every girl
feel like a princess?
Yeah.
Elizabeth Hurley looks like one. Elizabeth Hurley's 80-year-old mom snapped Elizabeth's most recent topless photos.
That's nice.
Mom took them for her.
Okay, well, I mean, she's seen it.
I guess she has, but has she seen him at Elizabeth at the age of 55 on a beach taking her top off?
Apparently she has now.
Hey, Mom, take a picture of these.
My mom would make me feel uncomfortable, like that's the last person.
Well, she's got a very supportive mother.
I guess.
Far be it from me to suggest the tabloids get their facts muddled, but these pictures were in fact taken by my 80-year-old mother, said Hurley, who's 55. Not entirely sure if that puts minds at rest or not, because everybody keeps saying, you know, she's taking these pictures and then doing a lot of Photoshop on them.
Mom wouldn't be a part of some fraud.
Your Brad Pitt, his former girlfriend, might be pregnant.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah.
Yep.
What?
Nicole Podorowski. A lot of Polish peoples. You got the Lady Gaga's Michael Polanski.
That's right.
And now you got Brad Pitt's former girlfriend, Nicole Podorowski.
Okay, so what's she up to?
Maybe having babies.
Oh.
If Nicole is pregnant, there's a chance it could be Brad's baby, says sources. He was obviously in France with her through late August, which would put her around the five-month mark if, in fact, he's the guy.
Wow. But I think she's still married.
Yeah.
So it could be his, too.
You know, I hear you can't have babies if you're married.
No, no, I just
with
mean
anybody else. It's like, like somehow.
It's amazing what the body knows.
I know. The body's like, hey, can't do it. Sorry. I don't recognize this.
Slam that door shut.
So to speak. Morgan Freeman wants to prank call your friends and family for a good cause.
Oh, that would be great.
He's got a great voice. I do.
Yes.
I do. People can exclusively reveal that through his new partnership with Omaze, Freeman, who's 83.
He looks great.
He does. He sounds great.
He does.
Freeman, who's 83, will video call with one lucky fan who will then team up with him to prank call their friends and family. The lucky winner will even score an outgoing voicemail message from Morgan Freeman, all in support of the Tallahatchie River Foundation and the ACLU Foundation SoCal.
Okay.
Okay, then. Woman spends $30,000 on plastic surgery in order to get more matches on Tinder.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah. Seems like a lot. I guess it adds up.
Violetta is not as horrified that it's to get matches on Tinder. It's just the amount.
Yeah, right.
Like if it was 20,000, Violetta's like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Count me in.
Should have used a coupon code or something.
A Las Vegas woman spent $30,000 on plastic surgery in order to get more matches on Tinder. Amanda Martin divorced her husband when she was 23. She then hired a personal trainer, dropped 70 pounds, then got 32 triple D implants whipped.
How much do they cost alone?
I don't know.
That's all like right. 6 to 8.
I don't know.
Each?
She now earns $1.5 million a year on OnlyFans and hopes to find her soulmate.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's the key.
She also divorced her husband at 23.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, they started early. It's Vegas.
Okay.
It's like, you know, 23 in Vegas is like 47 here.
You know, all around. I mean, her whole story just makes it sound like a very stable situation.
Since we're talking about changing your appearance and we're talking about Tinder, TikTok stars are using male stimulation creams for fuller lips now, Whip.
If you expect me to comment, I'm not.
Wait a second.
You should know.
Okay. Wait, male stimulation.
Oh, okay.
Right, so
to plump things up.
So it does things even to other parts that aren't
that? Right. Well, you know, it's like how they say that some women put the hemorrhoid cream under their eyes to shrink things under their eyes. This is to plump. Whatever you put it on, it plumps, I guess.
I didn't know that's how it worked.
Is that recommended?
I don't know that. I don't think it's recommended, no. Is that recommended?
Right. I think what's her name?
How much? $30,000 on Tinder? And if I got that, how much does that cost?
Yeah, the $30,000 on Tinder lady, she should have tried this first before shelling out $30,000.
No doubt about it.
Oh, wow.
You know, we were just talking about Tinder. Let's talk about Bumble. Woman catches date scrolling through Bumble via the reflection in his glasses.
While he's on the date?
That'll get you.
You know, he's checking his phone, and he's doing something on his phone, and she can see in his glasses that he's working his way through Bumble.
That is so rude.
Yeah, just take your glasses off, right? hey, I don't know if you saw this. The Panera hand warmer bread bowl. Did you see the pictures of this morning?
I didn't see that.
Panera has solved the dilemma for iced coffee drinkers with a wintry bread bowl hand warmer. It's a bread bowl. You just stick your hand in it, and you put your drink right in it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's perfect. Good. Popeye's employee has been arrested for assaulting a coworker with a chicken.
Oh, well, you take whatever you can get.
Right, it's true. It's handy.
Those are right at hand at Popeye's. Pizza Hut is debuting a Detroit-style pizza in response to growing popularity.
What is Detroit-style pizza?
That was the question I wanted to ask, Violetta.
There is some other company whose commercials, and I can't remember what they're even called, but they make a big deal out of being Detroit-style pizza, and that's the first I'd ever really heard of that.
Now, everybody knows Chicago pizza, Chicago-style pizza. Everybody knows New York-style pizza. Remember, we got into an argument with Jon Stewart on the air over that.
Oh, it was a big...
There were names called, and there's still hard feelings, and nobody's speaking.
I think cops had to be called.
But Detroit-style, I think, and you can call and correct me if I'm wrong, 312-233-1019. I think Detroit-style pizza primarily is known for being square.
Is that the whole thing of it? Oh. It's just a square rectangle, whatever?
I don't know if it's the whole thing, but okay. I think it might be the thing.
I think it's like, yeah, you're right. I just Googled, it's like a thick square, almost like Jets pizza. Doesn't Jets do that?
Do they? I don't know.
Maybe they're the ones. There is some commercial, honestly, which makes a huge deal. Detroit-style pizza is the way we do it, Detroit-style.
The new pizzas come in four varieties. Detroit double pepperoni. With both regular and cupped pepperoni slices. You got yourself a double cheesy with mozzarella and aged parmesan. You got yourself the meaty deluxe, I'd get that one, with bacon, Italian sausage, and pepperoni. Or the supremo with Italian sausage, red onions, and green peppers. Okay, I might get that one.
Pizza Hut has the best sauce. It's like that sweet sauce.
Ah, Detroit-style square pizza. We got a Pizza Hut manager on hold.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Jose.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Thank you for calling. Can you help us the Detroit-style pizza? Do we have that right? Is it just square?
Yeah, it's basically a rectangle pizza, and when we cut it into the slices, it's a square slice.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so basically we've got the cheese that goes all the way to the edge of the crust, so when it bakes, you've got a nice little crust of cheese along the edge of every slice.
Like a little burnt, right?
It's a little burnt, yeah. The pepperonis, those cupped pepperonis, they kind of, you know, they curl up into like a little cup, basically, and they're nice and crispy. They almost look a little burnt, but they're definitely not. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Now, everybody's supposedly crazy for this, Jose, but you particularly, as a guy who's around pizza and knows your way around a pizza, do you prefer a Detroit over a Chicago?
Give me a good Chicago slice any day.
Oh, that
there
I
you go. You know.
And Violetta says your sauce is the perfect kind of sauce. You got something secret you can tip us off there?
You know what? Not that I could say without having to risk my life.
I like that. So we wouldn't want you to do that.
Yeah.
No. We don't want any trouble for you, Jose. We don't want any trouble.
No. And you know, the new Detroit pizza, it has a different kind of a sauce on it. It's more of like a gourmet kind of sauce. It's a little chunky.
Gourmet.
It actually goes on top of the pizza after it's baked. There's no sauce under the cheese at all.
It's a little chunky, just like us.
That's right.
Thank you, Jose. I appreciate the help.
Yeah, I can't wait to try that.
Top three things trending on Twitter. We get you updated each day. We start the day at 7 o'clock with your update and then, change everything at 9:30. Are you ready to go, Violetta?
Sure am.
Okay, top three things. In at number three.
Olivia Benson and Elliot Stabler from Law & Order are back, or they will be soon. The spinoff is filming right now, and they sent out some behind-the-scenes pictures, which is exciting a lot of fans.
What's this, Law & Order? You know, you got your SVUs, you got your criminal intents, you got your...
This is SVU, I believe.
This is new SVU?
Yeah, and I think Elliot Stabler is going to...
He was gone for a while,
yeah, why
right?
did he... I never knew why he left, but I just knew it wasn't the same after he left.
Right, and he's going to be the main person for this one, so it's basically like his spinoff.
What's that actor's name?
Chris Maloney.
That is right. Trending on Twitter, number two.
A Harry Potter TV show? Well, HBO Max is talking about bringing the blockbuster franchise to TV. Nothing has been confirmed, but it's stirring up a lot of opinions online. Not everyone's excited about it because they're not sure how it's going to be as a TV show. Plus, I don't know if it's going to include all of the characters.
You like Potter?
Yes, I love Harry Potter. There's like nothing better than a Harry Potter marathon.
I can think of about, let me check. 72 million things.
What? No, it's always on at my house. And mostly my sister got me into it. She read all the books. I didn't do all that. But, you know, I watched the movies.
You a Potter guy, Whip?
No, but there is a dog in my neighborhood named Harry Potter.
That's not bad.
He tends to win some prizes at the pet parade every year when we do that.
That's not bad.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Super Bowl 20. Yeah, that's what two X's means, right?
No, it's 55.
No,
the
Super Bowl.
The Bears one. Yeah.
The upcoming Super Bowl is 55.
Yes, but Super Bowl 20 is trending in Chicago because the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame released a special series to honor the legendary season. It's been 35 years since yesterday that the Chicago Bears won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Coach Ditka and the guys, 35 years ago yesterday.
There was a special on the Marquee Network, the Cubs channel, which obviously there's no baseball to show, so they show other stuff. There was a special about the 85 Bears on that I happened across last night.
And they're still heroes in town.
Yeah.
Totally.
Crazy. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.